Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The subject under discussion, faith and expediency, has been at the root of much religious division both in the church and between the church and the denominational world. And it is an important subject because it does affect unity and it does affect truth. Unity is not achieved by dodging issues, but facing them and resolving them in harmony with the teaching of the Bible. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Now, the early church had one accord. They spoke the same things. They were of one mind. They enjoyed the unity the Lord desired. And they worked for it. They taught it. They prayed for it. They sustained it on the right basis. And our subject can be a very dangerous one if we misunderstand, because it can prevent the very unity we want to have among brethren. So let us understand our terms. What is a matter of faith? And what is a matter of expediency? A matter of faith is what God has said. It's where God has spoken. It is what is revealed in His Word. Faith comes by the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. God has given us His authority, both explicitly and implicitly, the boundaries, the limits, and what all is included in His will, and that is found in the Bible. For example, the conditions of salvation, they're matters where God has spoken. The manner of worship, that's another matter, a matter of faith, God has spoken. We're prohibited from adding to or taking from what God has spoken. 2 John 9, "Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Matters of faith are specifically regulated by God's Word. What God has said is always right, and we should stand united where God has spoken. Colossians 3 and verse 17, "Whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." And as we so often mention, Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and verse 11, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." But now, a matter of expediency will involve the exercise of human judgment and human opinion. It is a matter of deciding what is the best, the most expedient way to do what God has commanded or authorized us to do. We want to stress that an expediency is to expedite what is authorized. There is no expedient way to do what God has not authorized to be done. Nothing is a matter of expediency where God has spoken. That's a matter of faith. But when God has taught that something is to be done, or may be done, and He has not spelled out the way and the manner of getting it done, this calls for the exercise of human judgment. It involves human opinion as to the most expedient way or ways of getting done what God directs. God has made some things necessary. God has authorized certain matters without giving specific details regarding them, leaving it to human judgment to determine the expedient way to accomplish what He has taught. Now, let's look and see some examples of this. God has said that we are to go and preach. Now, He's been very specific what we are to preach, namely the gospel. He has said we are to go. But He has not specified a particular way of travel. We may walk, ride, fly, whatever may be the most expedient way. We have to use our own judgment there. We are to get the word to the world. And there are many avenues open to us to preach and teach the gospel, such as the pulpit, newspapers, books, television, radio, classes, personal conversations. Just what may be the most expedient in a given situation must be determined by human judgment. This is a matter of human opinion. And we do not always agree in such matters, nor do we have to agree, like we do in matters of faith. Human judgment is not infallible, while the faith that God has revealed certainly is. We have different talents and abilities and opportunities which prohibit any one expedient from being the one and only way to do a thing. But there may be ways of doing some things that are better than others. But each one has a right to think differently on that. Such decisions have to be made. When the church is working together, it has to be made. The eldership has the oversight in such matters for the church and are responsible for determining what is the most expedient thing to do in their judgment. One basic requirement of anything that is to be used to expedite the commands of God is that it be lawful. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient." Paul teaches that from among the things that are lawful, we must choose what expediency will be the most beneficial to use. Which one will we utilize? We're not permitted to do something in violation of God's law in order to carry out some other portion of God's law. The end will not justify the means. We cannot call something unauthorized and unlawful a legitimate expediency. For instance, we cannot use gambling in order to raise funds for the work of the church, because gambling itself violates God's law. It is important not to confuse matters of faith and matters of expediency. We dare not assign matters of faith to the realm of opinion, nor can we place human judgment on the level of God's revelation. We have the right and we have the duty to enjoin matters of faith upon each other. But we do not have that same right to bind matters of human judgment as if they were equivalent to matters of faith. Much trouble arises, even in the church, when either variation is practiced. When brethren become too set in a matter of opinion, or become too loose in a matter of faith, the devil enjoys the strife and tension that arises. Hard words are often exchanged over such things. So it is important that we understand the difference between matters of faith and matters of opinion. There may have to be a withdrawal of fellowship when matters of faith are violated. But the matters of expediency, the matters of opinion, are not justifiable matters of withdrawal, provided one does not become too contentious and divisive by insisting on his own way. Then that contention and divisiveness becomes a matter of faith, because the Lord condemns that. We must learn to stand together where God has spoken and be tolerant and cooperative in matters of opinion. Possibly we can understand this matter with just a few specific examples. In the matter of giving, giving itself is a matter of faith. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Again, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Friend, this authorizes, this teaches giving, free will offering, as has been planned and intended to be done willingly and cheerfully. There is no authority for raising funds by selling items and pie suppers and rummage sales and bingo or any of the other gimmicks that men have introduced simply to raise funds. Now, how those funds that are given are to be collected, it necessitates a matter of judgment. We might decide to use a basket, pass it around before the congregation. We might place a box by the door where givers can give as they enter or maybe as they leave. So long as it is given with the scriptural instructions being obeyed, the Lord is pleased. He's unconcerned about the manner of gathering. And you take the matter of music in worship. Has God spoken? He certainly has. Every Bible student knows that He has. What has He said? Every time He spoke of music and Christian worship, He said, sing. Therefore, when we sing, we do what we do by faith, because that's what the Word is revealed. But when we play an instrument, or hum, or whistle, or some substitution for what God has said, we have violated the law of faith. We act by our own authority, not God's. If God had just simply said, make music, we would have been left to decide whichever way we wanted to make music that pleased us. But He did not leave it that broad, did He? He said, sing. Whether or not we sing two songs or five, that's a matter of judgment. Whether we use a songbook or sing from memory, that's a matter of judgment. There are no divinely given specifications regarding such things. But we have to have some number of songs in order to sing. We have to follow some words in tune in order to sing. How that is done is a matter of expediency. Consider worship by the Lord's Supper. The physical ingredients to be used in the supper are specified in the Bible as bread and the fruit of the vine. Now this prohibits hamburgers and orange juice. Nor can we omit one or the other of the ingredients. This is a matter where God has spoken. That's a matter of faith. But whether we use one cup or many, whether it is passed to the people or the people come around the table, at what place in worship and what time it might be done, that's all a matter of human judgment. And caring for the needy is a matter of faith. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James 1 and verse 27. And to churches, Paul said, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 1 and verse 10. But just where the provision must be offered is not assigned. The needy may be brought into an existing home, may be brought into a private home. They may be brought into an institutional orphan home, whatever may be considered the most expedient. A home is what is needed by the homeless child, and that home must have supervision, it must have parental guidance, whether provided by many or by few. And where God has not specified the means to be used in accomplishing what He has said must be done, we must use our best judgment in determining the expediency. God commands us to assemble for worship, Hebrews 10, verse 25. This is not, as many seem to think and act, an optional matter. This is a matter of faith. But where we meet, the kind of facility, at what specific hour on the first day of the week, all such things must be left to human opinion to decide what is best. In such matters, as stated, for the congregation, the eldership must determine that. Unfortunately, some get very aroused if their opinion does not carry the day. Some are willing to compromise on matters of faith in order to get along with other people. But others are not even willing to compromise in matters of opinion. Both attitudes produce hardship for the cause of Christ. The only course open to us is to follow the Word in matters of faith, and to be charitable and cooperative in matters of expediency and opinion, where human judgment must be exercised. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.